Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 on this Friday, July 24th. I am David Basil. This is Roger Scott beside me. Christian Weaver is back in the studio holding down the fort. Justin sent me a text yesterday. I think he's still sort of getting back in the groove. They were on the I don't know where they've been in from a concert standpoint, but good to see him back with Riley Green. Of course, I saw Marty and McGee yesterday. Marty Smith is good friends with Justin, and you know, he's really glad to see Justin's response to what he's been dealing with. Here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. Expect Moses to come by any second now, along with Steph Curry. Let's go ahead, if we can. Do you think Bill Ingram for hanging out today? It's been great to have
fun
Bill.
Having Bill here. Absolutely. Having a great time.
He is our basketball guy and knows basketball in this state. Yes, love to thank all the guys you've had a chance to work with that are kids and then get to come back. And they'll always be appreciative to you for what you did as Coach Ingram back in those days. And how old are you, 60? Are you 60? 61? What is it?
David, I'm looking at 60.
Come on in.
It's all right.
Christian, let's bring in our NASCAR correspondent, please, Steve Qualls.
What?
It's showtime. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing today, boys.
He rubs you, and rubbing son is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car! What for?
Because you hit every other
damn thing
out there.
Hit the pace car!
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Take the pace, buddy! In Jesus' name, boogity, boogity, boogity.
That's so good. It's so
time
good.
For yes. Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
Good morning, Qualls-y.
Hey, good morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Did want to mention before we dive into NASCAR, Roger, we still have to do our Morning Mayhem Finish the Lyric.
Yes.
Brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. The song is Beta Hook. All you got to do is get the lyrics.
So you're just going to tell them?
I'm just telling them. That easy. We are awaiting the arrival of Moses Moody. And I know you were excited yesterday when you heard Quincy Rowe Jr. talking about he likes fast cars and talked about horsepower and all those things, Steve.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. It's, you know, guys have hobbies besides sticks and balls. So it was awesome to hear him talk about
stick and ball hobbies. Stick and ball.
All right, tell us what happened. I know I told you I saw Marty Smith yesterday. I heard him the other day on the post race show. Just he and Dale Earnhardt Jr. bragging on North Wilkesboro. And that's where the last weekend's race was.
You know, they brought this track shut down for a while, and they brought it back, got it back going. And they actually had their first points race there last weekend. It's more of an old school short track race. I mean, you know, hardcore NASCAR guys and vintage NASCAR guys love this track. There were 49 states represented there by the fans, was one of the stats that they gave out this weekend.
Yep.
The Craftsman's Truck Series, Chandler Smith driving for the Front Row Motorsports in the number 38 car, goes back-to-back in the Craftsman Truck Series. O'Reilly Series was off last week. And then in the Cup Series, Joey Logano, time champion. Exactly. You heard a lot of that.
We did.
He held off Denny Hamlin. Man, it was a great race the last 30 laps. Logano dominated this race. He led 323 laps. He earned 57 points, which moves him into 15th place, which right now there's five races left. They're trying to get in the top 16 to make the playoffs. And this could be a real turning point for Logano if he can stay consistent going here forward. He's got some tracks coming up that favor his style of driving. So he should do really good. And when we were in Atlanta, I showed you and Roger the bracket, and I got on this late. We should have done something with this with the show, but NASCAR started an in-season challenge, and they took 32 drivers, put them in a bracket. They raced against each other every week. The winner just moved on. So the bracket this weekend will be for the finals. It'll be Ryan Blaney and Todd Gilliland. Now, this is just this is something inside NASCAR, and the winner of this weekend, whoever finishes the best this weekend, will win a $1 million bonus.
So it's just a combination of all the finishes from week to week. Is that basically how you score this thing?
They just pair up just like a basketball bracket. The winner moves on, the loser's out. So, and this is going to be really interesting because Blaney is in the top five in points right now, and he's doing very well. But Todd has had some great races also. So this is just another dynamic that keeps the fan interested in what's going on during the race.
You also mentioned Alex Bowman, or didn't mention yet, but I know you made a note of it that he's retiring, right?
Yeah, he's going to retire at the end of the 27th season. This has been talk for most of the season about what's going to happen with the Hendrick Motorsports number 48 car, which is, it was made really famous by Jimmy Johnson, which won 7 championships in it. The guy right now that's getting the most talk is a driver named Connor Zilich, which drives for Trackhouse at this point.
Hey, Steven?
Yes, sir.
Question. When did Logano, why is Logano hated now? I don't know anything about it. I remember when he came out, popped me up to on the board there, Christian. But when Logano came out, I guess the first thing I noticed was I started paying a little bit more attention to it because he's 18 years old, and I'm thinking, this dude's 18 years old, just got out of high school, and this is going on. But so I thought he was a fan favorite. What happened? Why is he booed?
Well, Logano's not 18. Logano's been in the sport a long time.
He's three-time champion.
He's a three-time champion. So he's been around a long time. And you know how it is. Again, the difference between sticks and balls in this sport is you're competing your competition every week. And he's won a lot. And a lot of people, that's not our guy. And so they're not going to root for him.
I love that. I love that they're bad guys in racing.
You have to have them.
Yeah, this week we got the Brickyard 400. That sets us up for your question of the day.
Yep. This is an interesting ask. When we were walking around Atlanta and I was showing y'all about the tires and what they were doing and the lugs and all that stuff. This is the question of the day. How many sets of tires per car in the Cup Series are allotted for a weekend? They can only have so many sets of tires. So how many sets of tires is it?
661-1037. Are we doing a Design Lab Morning Mayhem t-shirt for the winner or what?
Yes, sir.
Well, how nice is that, everybody? So if you're an NASCAR fan, how many sets of tires per car are the Cup Series team allotted for the weekend? We saw them, the thousands of tires there, brother.
You can smell it.
Stacked on top of each other.
The little bubble holes that are in it and everything.
It's like a factory down there when they're getting everything ready because they only take a certain compound of a tire. It's not like the same tire every week. Like this week, the right front tire that they made is a different compound than last week. So that's why when you saw everybody down there and their mountain tires and all that, that's because Goodyear's brought that tire in just for this race. And then the next race, they'll bring a different compound in.
Wow. I think we have a caller for the answer here. Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Ronnie, you're on.
Ronnie, what's the answer?
I'm going to say 12.
That is close but incorrect.
Oh.
Close but incorrect. Thanks, Ronnie. Let's go to the next one.
You blew it!
Good morning, caller. What's your name?
Hey, it's Johnny.
Huh? Say Johnny?
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 Yes, Johnny.
All right, Johnny, what's the answer?
Johnny, you're not hiding in a well in your house, are you?
No. What about 5?
Incorrect.
You're not wearing a skin suit, are you, Johnny?
661-1037.
Next caller.
A little concerned with that caller.
Caller, what's your name?
Steven.
Steven, what's the answer?
Is it 8?
Incorrect. This is tougher than we thought.
I love it that the guys are guessing and not Googling this answer.
Yeah, that's right. 661-1037. Who's up next?
Ronnie again.
All right, Ronnie, what's the answer?
11.
No, wow. Incorrect.
And you had time to Google.
We're bouncing around the answer. How many total sets of tires per car? Cup Series team 11. Yeah, go ahead, caller. What's your answer?
Hello.
What?
10.
Hey. What is that?
He said 10, I believe.
10, incorrect. We're bouncing around. I'll just say it's between 10 and 20. It's between 10 and 20 seconds.
Narrows it down. I think we've covered eight of those.
Next call.
Who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason,
I'll go with nine.
I will give you. It's between 10 and 15. It's between 10 and 15.
No, yeah, pretty soon you're going to go.
13.
Oh, he guessed again. Nice. Well done, sir.
It's not 13, so you've got 11, 12, or 14.
Yeah, way to hold out there. Way to help.
So, Steve, let me ask you, Steve, is this not a well-known deal? It's not a hard number that everybody knows? Apparently not, right?
No, well, it's pretty well-known. Something
okay.
They do, it's pretty well-known.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, it ain't.
That's right.
Have you not been listening? Have you not been listening?
All right, who we got next? What's your name, caller?
I'm a dude just putting lotion on his kidnapped victim to call back.
what's your name, caller? Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just lost you guys.
No, you're there.
No, you're there. Caller, what's your name?
That's our line. That's our line if we want to hang up on you. Oh, we lost you.
I lost you guys.
All right,
we did lose him.
Okay, next. Caller, what's your name?
Oh.
Okay, all right. We may not.
It's 11.
Wait, we'll do this. We may not get Moses Moody or the answer to this question before
that's
the show.
I was going to say, well done, sir.
Well done. One more shot. We're passing.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, I can't get it up. That's what she said.
Whoa!
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I just said it to myself. I apologize. Idiot. No, right. Idiot.
Hey. Caller, what's your name and what's the answer?
Wow.
Yeah, this is much like my golf game. They're horrible. All right, one more time, and then we're going to move on.
Who is this?
He is a horny...
What? Rainwater? What are you doing? Stop calling Rainwater.
All right. Last one. Caller.
Last one.
All right, before you answer, caller, hold on. Narrow it down.
The number is between 13 and 15 for the answer.
Last one. All right.
Caller.
I hear them. What's your name?
Brian.
Wow.
Brian.
Brian, what's the answer?
Such a made-up name.
100.
Oh my gosh.
Brian,
touché.
You know what? You know who that sounded like? Yeah. That sounded like he had real pretty hair. Thank you, Brian.
Okay, Brian. Okay. Did we get squalls back? Okay.
Oh, that's who we lost? that's who was saying that?
Listen, Carlos has learned now. He said, yes, a well-known number. We only spent 10 minutes trying to get it.
Welcome to trivia.
Bill, have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
No.
No?
I've been to a track before. But
we're just telling you what we noticed.
I went to the Indianapolis 500.
Okay.
Actually, it was about 2 weeks
ago. That's pretty cool. Okay.
Of course, there was no racing, but the track was empty, but I got a chance to look at the track.
Yeah, the track's pretty cool. It's massive. Cool.
Did you get the pits?
No, I didn't get a chance to get in
the pits. Well, let me tell you, Bill, that's what I was telling you. When you get in the pit area, you notice there's a tight end sized dudes that are in there. Tight end sized dudes.
All right, looks like we finally got the Moses Moody. So if that's the case, there he is. You got a second? Hey, David Basil, Moses, good to see you. You know this guy right here. Bill Ingram and Roger Scott.
Hey, Moses. Good to see you, man.
Quasar, we'll finish up here in a second.
Here.
We won't keep you long because we know you're in the middle of your game. Here, grab that headset, put that on. Turn it, help him out there, Bill. There we go.
Oh, he a pro at this. You know.
He can pull that. Yeah, there we go.
You know.
There it is.
Good to see you. How good so far? How many holes you played? Two?
Well, I'm rehabbing my knee, so I'm not playing today.
Oh, you're not playing at all?
Yeah, I'm just riding around, seeing everybody, talking to everybody. I was with Isaiah and Steph and them a couple holes back.
Well, we were with Bill Ingram there, talking about all you young guys and how you've all grown up to be great players, giving back to your community. You've already had great success Wednesday and Thursday, and got to make you feel good coming back and seeing people respond.
Yeah, definitely. And this is an example that I had of somebody giving back to their community
that
I benefited from so much growing up. So, it's just me carrying it forward and doing my part.
Tonight you've got another event tonight that people can still get tickets to by going to MosesMoody.com. Just could be a little Q&A between you and Steph.
Yep. Just on stage, sharing war stories, you know, locker room tales and everything, and just opening to the questions from the crowd.
Are you pretty good in golf? Because I know Steph is, right?
Yeah, he's a trooper. And John Daly Jr. is back there lighting it up, too.
We were with John Daly Sr. yesterday, and we got him on the air. We heard he was gonna be here. Because they overlapped 1 year, right, in school? I think they overlapped 1 year.
Who?
You.
Me and John?
Didn't you and John overlap 1 year?
We didn't at Arkansas, but we did at Montverde in Florida.
Oh, is that right? We were trying to figure that out, but we thought you might be close to that. So.
Yeah, he's 1 year younger than me, and that's because I never met him in Arkansas. It's crazy. We were like some of the only two Arkansas kids in Florida, so that's how we connected.
Well, that was cool that he wanted to be here for this today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about your journey. It's a pretty cool journey. You go from Parkview to North Little Rock, win a state championship, then you go to Montverde and win a national championship. You get 1 year at Arkansas and SEC Player of the Year, and then boom, you win a world championship your rookie year. I mean, it's been a pretty amazing life for you.
Yeah, it has been. When you put winning first, they say that all the time. Like when you the type of players that have what it takes to win, and that's not saying it's good enough, but willing to do what it takes to win. Rather, if it's that, sitting on the bench, if that's being a good teammate, those are all the qualities that it takes, and I think it pays forward, and you see yourself doing it.
We're visiting with Moses Moody. I saw your comment yesterday that you really didn't get a chance to see, although Bill's brought in some big names over the years, but, you know, being here in Arkansas, you don't always get the chance to see an exhibition game or players, so that's why it's been important to you to bring in Steph or to bring in Draymond Green, whatever. It doesn't matter. Is that you know that it's a big deal for kids to see those kind of guys.
Yeah, because I remember when I was a kid how much it meant to me when I did get to meet professionals, but then how much I wanted to see them more, and especially the guys from Arkansas. Like in my head, it's like, oh, they're from Arkansas. They live here. Why aren't they here?
That's right. Yeah.
But now that I'm a pro, I see how fast the season, how long the season is. Then in the summertime, you have places to be and you need to train. So I see how it happens. But I just want to remember that kid self or myself, and make sure I put an emphasis on coming back home and giving those touches.
I know Bill has been around enough, around all you guys enough to know too. One of the keys to your success, and I know you'll get credit, is your parents. And that a lot of the guys, Bill, that we've talked about going back the last 20 years have all had great parenting, and I know you would say the same about your folks. I had a chance to visit with your dad and mom not long ago on the phone. Great people.
Yeah, they're who I got to give it all the credit, who they've been for me my whole life and who they still are now. I feel like everybody's always a kid. You just become an older and older kid. So just having them in my corner to call and talk to about decisions that I'm trying to make even to this day.
Great, you have Steph here. It's a big deal to get him because with his demands and, you know, that a great compliment to you, the respect he has for you to be here. And we were talking about where he might rank in the history of the NBA game. But maybe as a guy who's been around him and been with him, what are your thoughts on him as greatness goes?
Yeah, I've been able to see him prepare for games. I've seen him in those tough games. You know, when you're watching from TV, you can't sometimes just feel the energy and look somebody in the eyes in those moments. And that's when he lights up. He loves it. He's accomplished so much, but he's so driven to do more. He's like one of those people that just really loves the game and really loves the hustle of it all. And he's obviously the best player I've ever played with, and best I've ever seen and been in that vicinity with. He's definitely in that conversation.
Yeah, and like you said, a good dude too. You know, but we were talking again. It's nice when you have a guy that's got that kind of stardom, is down to earth and is really nice and a good guy too.
Yeah. It's a testament to him being here right now. I think that shows that. And when I asked him would he come, he said yes, and then he thanked me for inviting him to my home. So that just kind of shows who he is.
Yeah, right.
But you know, Moses, that's a testament to you too. We talked about that, your relationship with your teammates, because not only have you brought him here, you brought Draymond here last year. The year prior to that, you brought Klay Thompson here. And we were talking about that. I listen to those guys. I always talk about, I've heard Draymond talk about your professionalism. I've heard Klay Thompson talk about your professionalism and the way you conduct yourself. I heard Steph talk about that. And you don't wake up one morning and you like that. So that's a learn. That's coming from your, I think. And I know a little bit about you because I've been around here in Arkansas and you played in my program when you were very little. But I just like for you to explain, you know, I think it'd be good for everybody here, how you view this stuff, how you approach, you know, your basketball and your everyday life, because it's obvious you're doing the right thing, and more of these kids need to look at the way you're doing stuff.
Yeah. And I think I've always had good role models coming up, like yourself. Like, as you, when you're at that young age, your parents are your parents, and you're used to, but you're used to hearing their voice. You know, somebody else tell you the same thing they telling you. You listen to them, but not your parents sometimes. But just the importance of having those role models coming up, like you running the Hawks organization, and I'm seeing the other coaches in there and older people to really want to aspire to be and talk to. But as well, and I also feel that so many people don't get the opportunity to be in a high place or whatever it is, to be really good at something, to be at the highest level. So given that I have been given that opportunity, I need to cherish it. I need to respect it. I need to be professional. I need to show up the way that I do and represent Arkansas in the right way. So hopefully more people do get those opportunities.
Last thing we'll ask you, and we'll let you go because I know you got to go around shaking hands. How cool is it, too, to have that fraternity of Arkansas players in the league now? Jalen Williams, Isaiah Joe.
Austin Reeves.
I mean, there's
Bobby Portis.
I mean, it's got to be pretty cool. And I don't know how much interaction you have during the season because you're so busy. But it's a small fraternity. But a lot of proud guys doing very well.
Yeah, it's cool. Every time I play one of the guys, especially Isaiah playing with the Hawks. My brother was on the team with Isaiah ever since they were kids. So I was at every practice with them, doing the drills. And I'm the youngest one. I don't even want to go sometimes because they just gonna beat up on me. But now just being able to be in the league with them. Talk to him.
By the way, they never beat up on him. He was better than most of those guys that were older than him, so they never beat up on him. Just get that clear.
So just having that history with guys and then being out there competing at the highest level, it's just, you got to slow down and realize it at some point. Think about it.
I got to tell you, we do a lot of events, and I'm telling you, you can't pack more into 3 or 4 days than what you're doing. So hats off to you. I mean, I guess you started Wednesday and had a great turnout, had hundreds and hundreds of people that were getting free groceries, and I know tonight's event will be great. Tomorrow you're doing camps, and sometimes you have organizations where you'll do one or two events, but you guys are maximizing it, which is great.
Yeah, we have Steph here, and we're trying to maximize his time while he's here and figure out how to get him around as many people as possible so everybody can feel that opportunity.
Yeah, well, Moses, thanks so much. Congratulations on all the success, and hope today is great. Hope tonight's great. Tomorrow is as well, and congratulations on a great career so far. You got more to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Can I hit the bell?
You hit the bell. There he is.
Well done, sir.
Moses Moody, well, everybody. Thank you,
yes, sir.
We'll let him get
Moses
on with it.
And we don't get to say it there. Thank you, Moses.
Yeah, we were just saying Moses. Moses.
We don't get to say that enough. Yeah, now we get you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
You better hit him straight.
Good job, man.
9:28. I tell you what we may need to do. We may need to go ahead, and we'll come back and get Qualsy on the backside to finish up. I think we're still trying to find an answer to our...
To the number. Hey, somebody's there. Yeah, writing it on there. We'll see.
The guy still didn't get it right. So, anyway, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in just a second. What a great young man he is.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, just as humble as can be. And
this kid, it's a reason why he's in the position he's in.
For
and
sure.
Like I said, I cannot stress enough. It says a lot about him to be able to get, you know, world superstars here.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph is known around the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, he's an international superstar. So.
And, two, we haven't really mentioned him much. A lot of great sponsors that are underwriting a lot of this, and a lot of great donors who believe in Moses and believe all the causes he's helping out. So it takes a lot of people to make these things successful. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a second. The Moses Moody Golf Tournament here at Maumelle Country Club.
Joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at bathfitterlittlerock.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas took center stage at SEC Media Days yesterday. Coach Ron Silverfield took the podium and had this to say about doubters.
You have the right to feel a certain way, and that's okay. I've been doubted my whole life. That's not a bad thing. I think what ends up happening is you have a head coach that has a chip on his shoulder. It doesn't matter what other people think about me. It truly doesn't. All I care is what the players and my family think about me. And anybody that's been around our program, anybody that's been around me, knows that we're going to do it the right way. In due time, we'll get this thing back to where it needs to be.
Next up for the Arkansas football team is fall camp, which starts on August 5th. The Buzz's coverage of SEC Media Days all week was brought to you by First Security Bank, Coffin by Design, UAMS, Blackman Auctions, Bet Saracen, and the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. And the Arkansas Travelers play against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickie Stevens Park tonight at 7:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Unfortunately, the extreme heat is going to start coming back. Today we get to 93, mostly cloudy, and our 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A 30% chance of rain tonight, low of 76. Tomorrow it gets up to 95 degrees with a 30% chance of rain, but Sunday, no rain in the forecast, will climb up to 100. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds in Searcy.
Over 125 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. $10 gets you in the door, 12 and under free. Admission good for both days. LEOs and veterans, $2 off. Don't miss Murphy's Searcy Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the White County Fairgrounds.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Down with truck trouble. Lost time means lost money. Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, their experienced technicians handle heavy-duty repairs, maintenance, diagnostics, DOT inspections, and more. They'll do the job right the first time so you can get back on the road fast. Family-owned, customer-focused, and built on over 30 years of trusted service. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Powers Truck Parts and Service, keeping your trucks rolling.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RECESS.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. It is 9:34. Nice visit with Moses Moody. Yeah, Bill, what an outstanding young man. Yeah.
Yep.
Good young man, humble, and yeah, just nice to see those kind of guys have success.
We have so many of them here in the state, coming from the state of Arkansas, so it's good to see these young guys giving back.
Leslie Rutledge and Boyce, her husband Boyce, are here, and they had no idea that they were here in Maumelle.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Now, how far? What did they say? How far is Steph behind?
They said a couple of holes.
I would love to see him swing a club. We will probably won't get him on the air, but I'd love to see him because they say he's good. They say he's really, really good. Let's check back in real quick with Steve Qualls and see if he's got anybody with the answer to the tire.
Somebody
and
listen. On the line.
When Moses wanted to touch that phone, that bell, he wanted to have some fun.
He did. Let's hop around there real quick. Steve, good morning. Are you there?
Morning.
All right.
So, I'm disconnected.
So you learn now that not everybody does know that answer for how many sets of tires.
That's part of it. That's what we're doing. We're teaching people.
That's right. I was going to give you a chance real quick to preview we already mentioned the Brickyard 400 this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, so Craftsman's Trucks will be running tonight at 7 on FS1 in the T-Sport 200, sponsored by Warren. O'Reilly Shoes will race tomorrow at 3 o'clock on the CW in the Pennzoil 250, sponsored by Take 5. Cup Series are running Sunday on 1 o'clock on TNT in the Brickyard 400. Bubba Wallace is your last year's winner. With five races left to fill the field of 16 for the championship. Let's see. Now, NHRA, if you're a NASCAR guy or girl, they're racing at Kent, Washington in the Northwest Nationals. Formula One is in Hungary at the AWS 100. And, Roger, did you realize that our song debut was done in the busiest airport in the world?
Until you mentioned it, I forgot that. Yeah, I performed. I don't even think Elvis, Madonna, or Celine Dion ever performed.
I went back and documented that place yesterday. I was there again. It was deja vu.
I know. Did you have the shrimp?
I had the platter.
Okay.
I did.
Okay.
It wasn't the same without you. It wasn't the same without you and Roger there, Steve. That's the only thing. So
that was a fun time, and I'm so grateful for Signal Media and Oakland for sponsoring that and letting us be a part.
All right, Steve, have a good one. Strength and honor.
Hey, strength and honor. Hi, Leslie. We miss you at the lake.
Oh, well, I'm ready to be back up there. It was 1,000 degrees this week, but I think we got rain on the farm. We're hoping to get rain on the farm this weekend, so you might see me out there splashing around.
Strength and honor. Thanks to Design
Labs. Have a great day. We love you.
Thanks to I love you, too, Joe. Yeah. Design Labs, who does all of our T-shirts, hats, and gears.
Design Lab, LRA.
I'm not sure. Yeah, you can Google and find Steve Qualls does a great job and loves NASCAR.
There you go, boy.
Yeah, we had no idea, Leslie, you guys were out here. This is a beautiful course. We will be back out here in September for John Daly and Ken Duke. And matter of fact, John's son is out here playing today. I went blank when I was thinking it was you, Moses, that overlapped with him because the ages were pretty similar. He turned 23. John Daly Jr. did yesterday. So, what an outstanding young man he is. And Lieutenant Governor, things are going great.
Going great. Now we love this course out here at Maumelle. It's beautiful. They've done a lot of work. I mean, it's incredible to think that in 2019, you know, we had those floods on the back nine, and what the crew has done. And we love having this tournament out here and you know, Motivate One Foundation. It really just raises the profile of Maumelle Country Club. You know, I love when people say, where do you live? And I get to tell them, and then when they come out here and play or they drive, we take them on a drive around the golf course, they're like, oh my goodness, what a beautiful course. You know, just it backs up to the little river there, and it's beautiful, and we're proud of it. We've got a great crew.
Also tonight, don't forget, it's a night with Moses Moody, so you've got both Moses and Steph Curry tonight together, and there's still tickets available. You need to go to MosesMoody.com. Event time 7 to 9. General admission to get in at 6:30. $60 a ticket. But you're going to get some back and forth between Steph and Moses, which I think will be great. I don't know who's doing the Q&A with them, but it'll be good tonight. And that's really, camps are pretty much sold out for tomorrow. I think there's one that you can get on for kids that are, I think, 16 to 25, talking about future employment. But just go to MosesBoody.com for all the information. So, but boy, you know, they packed it all in. You know, they gave away groceries on Wednesday. I think they had something they did yesterday. And so,
their food drive was incredible. It happened at the watershed. They had lots of people. That was a great success. So, you know, just him being aware and wanting to give back, you just can't, you know, we're blessed with great Arkansas players coming back and giving back.
Leslie, he said that somebody, he learned it from somebody himself.
Yeah, that's right. He
that's
he was talking about you. He complimented you.
Yes, sir.
He got great, He come from a great family.
He had parents foundation.
Show. So he learned it from his parents.
Leslie, you are, as we know, at Christmas, all the years at Christmas Karaoke, you're an amazing singer.
Oh, 100%. Thanks. Yes,
who,
absolutely.
Never, was never shy to get out there with a mic to raise money for
the
you.
The last time we did that with her, was it for the tornado relief?
I think it might have been.
Okay. It was. Okay. Justin. So
yeah.
I don't think I sang that night. I may have.
You had a great night.
You
had a fantastic night.
You have been fearless when it comes to singing.
Yes.
I tell what, let's go ahead and take the break. Let's come back and we'll try to do the Justin Moore finish the lyric,
okay.
Roger, if we could do that. We've already given the hint. It's the song is Beta Hook.
Beta Hook.
By Justin Moore. So you just need to Google the lyrics.
Google the lyrics.
Roger stops it.
You start singing.
Yeah, and that's brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton. Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll wrap things up.
And I agreed to this?
You don't have to. I'm just playing with you. Great to see you as always,
yeah,
Leslie.
Thank you, guys.
Yes,
thank it's you, fun Leslie. To be
you
out
boys
here.
Are great
yeah,
people.
Home course at Justin Acree. I mean, that's our local celebrity.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm calling him out
on it.
Yeah. Never knew.
Well, great to see you.
Good to see you, guys.
Leslie Boyce, good to see you. All right, don't go away. 9:41.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The Norwegians are a rather cheeky bunch. They claim Sweden has one thing Norway doesn't have, good neighbors. Their incredible soccer uniforms, which are their country's flag, the infectious rowing cheer, and the inestimable superstar Erling Haaland have captivated the world. And you just have to know that it is killing the Swedes to watch their overlooked neighbors take a bow on the biggest stage of them all. If you see any Norwegians this week, bring them to Doubleby's. Actually, if you see any non-Norwegians, bring them to Doubleby's too. Because who wouldn't love the deliciousness and deals you find at Doubleby's? Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Taking the kayaks out on the lake, hot dogs on the grill, and your sister's boyfriend pulling out his acoustic guitar.
Everyone quiet! Harrison's playing. Wow, you're so good, Harrison.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Looking for something unique to do in Little Rock? Head to the Museum of Discovery. Explore hands-on exhibits, try real science experiments, and meet live animals up close. Little ones will love the Small Fry Fish Camp Gallery, designed just for early learners. Catch an electrifying bipolar musical Tesla coil show or live science demonstration during your visit. And with special events happening all the time, there's always something new to experience for all ages. So plan your visit and check out upcoming events at museumofdiscovery.org.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening in Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models, plus low rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaOfRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs report for Friday. Travelers get a dramatic win last night at home over the Tulsa Drillers 5-4. Ball game that was tied nearly the entire night. Tie broken, though, in the bottom of the eighth with two out on a solo blast from Hunter Fitzgerald, his 22nd homer of the year. Brock Moore polished it off, and the Travs get the win last night 5-4 to end a five-game slide. Could be a momentum-boosting win for the Travs last evening as they knock off the Tulsa Drillers. Travs back at it tonight. We'll celebrate Christmas in July, post-game drone show, and Cade Anderson is on the mound. Last year's third overall pick and arguably the top pitching prospect in baseball. He's 8-1 on the year with a 1.36 ERA. His first outing for the Travs in 3 weeks after pitching in the Futures game. Travs and Tulsa tonight, 7:05 at Dickey Stevens Park. Travs.com for tickets. I'm Stephen Davis, and this is your Travs Report.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right. It is 9:47.
Yeah.
Wrapping up things here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. And I had a good visit with him. Glad to be a part of this today. Justin Akery will be following us with the zone. Bill, thanks so much for hanging out with us again.
Man, I've enjoyed every minute of it. Anytime, man.
It's cool for us to see that, you know, again, another one of your guys that came through your system, even though I know he ended up playing for his dad, but he gave you credit. You know, guys like you who make a difference in the lives of young kids. And we got, as we've mentioned, so many good ones here in Arkansas. And
that's why you're perfect for that in-house detention. I'm telling you, that's why you're perfect for that.
Roger, do you want to try to squeeze
it?
Let's see if we can squeeze in a
finish the lyric
there, Christian.
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Higgins Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of discounted Ram trucks ready to roll and great pre-owned vehicles, Higgins has something for you. Check them out at HigginsMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
All right, Christian, if you'll give them to me.
661-1037, need a contestant, and I guess we have the same prizes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We still got Arkansas Diamonds tickets. They play tomorrow in Hot Springs.
If somebody, if you can't make it, maybe you've got somebody in Hot Springs that can take advantage of that. So we just need a contestant.
Yeah.
Let us know when you have one. 661-1037 is the number. It's really easy. The song is Beta Hook by Justin Moore.
I'm going to stop the song, and when I stop it, you've got the lyrics in front of you. You start singing right there.
Justin Akery joins us. Good morning, Justin.
Hi, boys. What's up?
Just had had a fun trip down to Tampa with all the boys. Randy busted his butt. Trey did, too, and had Bill Vickery down there. It was fun, and had John Daly yesterday. So
yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was
good stuff.
I've had enough football talk for a week, though. Yeah, I asked him yesterday, Justin. I said, are you tired of, you know, getting questions and answering questions? I feel like going, I'm tired of asking him. He's like, can we just play some football, and, you know, because we've been doing this since November. What's that noise I hear?
Sorry, I was my buddy sent me this video.
Okay.
So, you know, Coach Shulman used to be at Chattanooga.
Yeah, yeah.
And they played against Steph.
Oh, okay.
And when he was at Davidson, and they sent me this video. Steph had 27 in the first half.
Wow.
Chattanooga had 26. So
it's in my car.
Yeah, just add it to the lore, right?
They've retired his number at Davidson, and yeah, what a great career. And he's right around the corner, right, Justin?
We're about to. Yeah, I think he's on seven, maybe.
Seven.
Justin will probably be doing. It'll be close. You'll probably be starting your show while he's swinging.
Probably so. Yeah.
All right, let's know when we have a contestant, by the way. Also, today is National Tequila Day, Justin, National Cousins Day, and National Drive-Thru Day. Is there a place that you drive through on a regular basis?
You're going to say, is there a cousin I drink tequila with?
that would work as
more
well.
More likely. I don't really know. I don't really eat much fast food anymore.
Yeah, no, like
it's very
coffee,
rare.
None of that stuff.
I mean, Starbucks probably, I guess. I had Starbucks yesterday.
Well, you know.
I hate to do that. I hate to drink corporate coffee, but.
Leslie, our sales manager, has like 18 Sonic cups. They all know her by name and vice versa.
I don't understand the thinking of having it when I walk in there. It makes me uncomfortable because I'm a clutter freak and I cannot stand it. But yeah, they do love her, and Sonic's good sponsor of ours. We love them.
So apparently too, just let me know if we get a contestant, Chris, because I'm gonna keep talking. So Trey Shepp it told me he had some scoop on the Razorback football program, something to do, I think, with game day or game in-game activities or promotion. And so if somebody can check that real quick, I don't have a great connection.
What did he tell you?
But he did not. He just said, I'm sitting on it. But apparently they just made the post. So I don't know. I can't get a connection here.
Well, let me look. I'll look on the Razorback website. If you think it's on there.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. 661-1037. And now, Justin, is this
my home course.
This is your home course.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that either.
I don't hit that many balls in this pond, but I hit the water on 2 and 13 all the time.
This is beautiful. This
is a great hole.
Yeah.
You know, Ken Duke, when he used to do his tournament out here, he would set up out here too and try to, it was like beat the pro or whatever.
And Ken and John will be here in the end of September, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, doing their, what's the name of that thing?
Daily Duke or Daily versus Duke or whatever it is, yeah. No, it's a good event. They do a good job. And, yeah, this is cool. It's a good place for a tournament like this, too. And I think they get the right number of teams to get them around. So.
And I'll tell you this much. This overcast day is perfect because it's shaved off about 10 degrees, I think. Oh, I see what they're doing. They're showing it now. Is it going to be something? No, it's just a hype video. Nothing there. There was nothing there.
They installed LED lights.
LED lights. That's what it is.
And they will spell out, Hey Jude, and I can't wait.
Those lights will not come on when we're kicking off at 11 a.m. every weekend.
Oh, good point.
Oh, well.
Boo!
Jeez.
Wow.
Got a left-hander over here, Bass. Yeah, no, that's fine. He probably likes the noise.
We've seen some good shots.
Yeah,
that's right at it.
You have, and then, no, it's, I think you probably tugged it a bit.
He's going to make it.
We'll stay up. Oh, he's off the green. That's not bad.
What's your low round here?
See it.
Oh, I don't know. Broke 100 a couple times. Probably 82, maybe. But it's been a while.
Wow.
I stink right now. Every round I play, I get worse. I don't understand it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Don't you ever get worse anything that you do a lot?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, you're really good at that. Don't kid yourself.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Have you seen the hair on Roger's head lately?
Huh? No. Let me see the update. I haven't seen it.
Look at this.
Wow, look at that.
There was nothing there before.
I'm not even going to recognize you anymore.
I know. People come up to me all the time.
Weird.
This time next year, I'll probably have a ponytail coming out of the back of my hat.
I only see like the top of like three heads the whole year because I'm so short.
Same,
you know?
Here. That's why I don't notice it.
So, Justin, maybe you can help answer this question because we've had some listeners ask and said, hey, Justin, will Steph be somewhere tomorrow that I could bring my grandson to get to meet him or get an autograph? I don't think so. I think because they've got those camps already sold out. Yeah. I think tonight you have a chance to see him. I don't know if he'll be doing any autographs tonight, but you'll get a chance if you want to come tonight to hear he and Moses going back.
Yeah. Kevin's dad right there, he can answer any of those questions.
Well, I would strongly encourage you to stalk him at his hotel. That would probably be the best move.
And nobody wants to play Finish the Lyric, Bash.
Okay, that's okay.
I want to play.
Okay.
I probably don't know. Is it Justin Moore song?
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
Yes, come on, let's see.
I only know one, like two
if
songs.
If you win, you get
this is one of his number ones.
All right.
Yeah, you here we go.
When I stop the music, you start singing.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
You and Roger.
Is this a joke? Are you?
No. Here we go.
I heard you had to drive him home after two umbrella drinks.
Jeez.
He's got a Prius because
he's into being green.
Come on.
He saw y'all eating that sushi stuff. Baby, that don't sound like you. That don't sound like love.
It sounds like it sucks. Like like Stevie Wonder. You can't even he can't even bait a hook.
Come on, give us a.
He can't even bait a hook.
That's what I'm thinking about. You can actually sing. You can actually say, well, you're the winner, Justin.
You really are. Thanks, guys. What do I win?
The Arena League tickets.
What's that?
The Arena League tickets, yes.
Couldn't be at the lake. That's a bummer. That's a shame.
Down there?
No, we're going to Heber. I got some friends that have a place at Heber.
That's a topless
life. You guys know I'm going to be topless.
What are you doing?
You know Deanna Cordy. She and her husband Joey have a place up there, so we're going to go hang out with them this weekend.
Do you want to thank Hagen's Dodge for sponsoring that there in Morrilton?
Yeah.
For sponsoring. Listen, we can't always get the greatest competitors. We've got Justin today, and that's all that counts.
You know, that's what we have.
I work hard.
What else is happening on the zone today?
Well, Tom Murphy's going to be. I don't know. Tom basically wrote the entire Democratic set today. He's got a ton of stuff in there, so he's got lots of insights and sidebars and mini stories and all kinds of things from media days, as if you guys didn't give us enough. Champs and Chumps, thanks to Washtenaw Barn Grill and BKC Home Builders. Mm-hmm. Red White Report, thanks to UMS Health Ortho. Now we'll hear more from my favorite clip really about of the week was, and I know you guys appreciate this too as lovers of history and appreciation of Arkansas lore, is the way that Sutton talked about McFadden. That is such a great clip. So we're going to play that again for those who didn't hear it. Zone Rewind's pretty good this week. And we've been trying to get this Dana White clip on all week. And I don't know if you guys watch much of the soccer, but Dana White was very, very critical of their production.
Interesting.
And he is 100% correct. I was ripping it all through the tournament. No, the production of basically the whole World Cup. I mean, there were a lot of issues they had, and
Fox is
famous for Well, remember how bad their golf coverage was when they did that briefly? When what was her face was on there? The old Channel 7 reporter.
Oh yeah.
Before she started. De La Hoya. Holly Saunders. Almost call her Holly Madison. Yeah, whatever.
I had a great time down with Double R and Trey and Bill Vickery. It was a fun time.
Always.
Yeah, it was a great
time. I mean, Vickery let loose in the streets of Tampa with you guys. I mean,
wow.
Did I hear you guys went to a meat market?
We did.
I was like, boy, nobody knows their way around a meat market.
Are you
like
talking about Club D's?
Club D's and the meat market.
Club D's what?
So that's what all the guys wanted to know that were
that
there
was
all
the
night
meat
long.
Market they
did you
went
get some,
to.
Did you get some good seafood?
It was good. We just got some good real Cuban.
Don't say it.
Got some good Cuban
it's a
food.
Family show. Cuban.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, back to your roots, Beth.
Yes, would you smoke cigars?
Very few.
Occasionally.
Very occasionally.
You used to.
Cigar City is that the brewery too, or is that a separate thing?
I think that's separate.
Because the whole city's like Cigar City, I assume.
Yeah, Ybor City is the one that's in Cigar.
The Cigar City Brewing is really good out of there. They very famous bar beer called High Life.
Well, it may be then if that's the case.
Highlight.
Bill, thanks again, buddy.
Thanks,
no
Bill.
No problem. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Roger, great job this week.
Hey, back at you. Glad to have you
every
back.
Every minute, Bill.
Christian,
every single
great
minute.
Great job back in the studio.
A couple minutes, maybe. You didn't.
As we sign off, we're going to probably see Steph Curry swinging the club. But Justin will describe go play by play, swing by swing. Everybody have a great weekend. We really appreciate you listening to
us. Sure
do. Can't do it without you.
Thanks to everybody that came down to Oakland last night. Monday, we'll be back in Hot Springs.
That's right.
We'll be back at Oakland for the Electric Co-op.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, we're blessed to do what we do.
Amen.
We know what. Everybody have a great weekend. The Zone's up next.
Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com. Come and get your Willie
on. Getting a speeding ticket can ruin your day. But what about that cyclist or the pedestrian crossing?